This episode of Dear Jessamine has profanity, sex talk, weed smoking, and a bunch of other shit that is just not for everybody. And you also may not agree with the stuff we say or how we say it, and we think that's great. Today, we're recording from stolen Ohlone land. We promote cannabis medicine to people over 21, and if you're not 21, come back when you are. What I want to do to myself is selfish in the best way.
I'm not even going to put in the intro. I'm just using that.
Good. That's right.
Absolutely.
Fruit snack forever.
Hell yeah. Hey, Jessamine.
Hey, Ash.
How is it going?
You know, it's going okay.
Okay.
It's been a mixed bag this morning, frankly, from 3 a.m. on. But,
oh, right.
You know, at the end of the day, it was like, the more, the merrier. We were, you know, it's been lifing. We've been lifing. I've been lifing. You've been lifing. I am quite glad to be back on this fucking stolen Ohlone land. Not that it's stolen. I'm glad to be back here in the Bay Area. Grateful to it to have made it back here. Which is interesting. The last time we were on here, we were in North Carolina. And
that is true.
A lot has changed. We
has it?
Made our way back out west.
Oh, just
I mean, like, life has happened.
That's absolutely right.
I mean, this is what's new in paradise, and we literally said we weren't going to talk about what's new in paradise, but we parted ways for the journey back to California. I flew back, and you drove back. You went on a walkabout.
It was definitely a drive.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, there were definitely parts of that drive that I did not care for, but you just got to keep driving. You know what I mean? Which was what was so dank about it. I was just like kind of grumpy sometimes, like, fuck this. And then I just had to keep doing it.
What was that? I mean, like, that's a challenge, like Aries challenge, deep Aries challenge. You just have to keep going. It doesn't matter.
Totally. Yeah, there are reserves in there. I mean, so I did a 21-hour drive day, which is the longest drive day I've ever done in my whole life. For sure. I hit 17 on this one cross-country road trip. I was like, ooh, 17 hours straight, bitch. But this without even meaning to. I woke up at 5 and I didn't go to sleep again until... But see, I would have gone to bed earlier, except I was about to run out of gas. So I had to go 35 miles in one direction. With the trailer off. So I put the trailer on the side of the road, drove 35 miles to the next gas, got gas, came back, hooked up the trailer, went back again because I was stopping in a town. I wanted to make it to this place. So I got a hotel there and I didn't get to the hotel till like 5 a.m.
You got there though.
But I got there and I took a shower and did a bunch of work with some internet and charged my phones and stuff.
How was the internet?
It just fine.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm saying, man.
I exported, I uploaded.
Hell yeah.
Yep, yep. So, yeah, but I don't need it again soon. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
That was quite a haul.
What about for you? You were here in...
Well, I had to get here first.
Northern California. How'd that go?
The decision to get here was very... The decision to fly back here was based on a lot of different factors, at least 50% of which were we need space from one another. And I did not want to, literally up until being at the airport. Well, I couldn't tell how I felt about it.
Yeah, it seemed like I know I felt a bunch of ways. It seemed to me also that you felt a bunch of ways about it while you were deciding.
I was trying to like mastermind the fucking universe. I was like, well, if I do this, then maybe it'll mean this thing. And if I do that, maybe it'll mean that thing. And like all that, I'm seeking counsel from this person and that person. And like, it was really helpful to talk to other people about it. Like, But at the end of the day, the biggest feedback that I feel like I got from talking to other people was, it really doesn't matter what you decide to do.
Dang,
like,
kind of, huh?
It was literally just like, you could do that, or, you know, here's another option. You could do that, or you could do that. Like, that, like, life every day is a winding road. It really doesn't matter. You get a little bit closer to feeling fine. And I did.
I think, yeah, it's like time and, like, just doing you, like staying true to yourself. It's like, it doesn't matter what you pick, whatever you need, whatever you choose is what it now is, you know?
Right.
But like, people offering that counsel are like being there for you, you know? They're like hearing you. And that's really what one needs to be able to make a decision, because we're all making the decision ourselves, regardless. And that's what's so fucked up, is that like, I find myself often making the decision to not make a decision so that somebody else can make a decision.
Oh, interesting.
But that's still a decision.
Very interesting.
It's yes, not it a decision.
Yeah, literally. Know?
So I feel like the offering that people are giving is not like, this is what you should do, as much as like, wow, sounds like you got some stuff to do.
Yeah, literally sounds like a situation. Yeah. Sounds like something to do. Yeah.
And you're like, it is. Thank you so much for hearing me.
Literally.
It is a situation. You're right. That's exactly what I guess.
That's literally, thank you.
And yeah.
What are you calling in this week?
I'm calling in ritual this week. Mm-hmm. I have definitely been lacking ritual. And part of it is like driving wonky ass week from North Carolina with a trailer and a chihuahua. And it's just like, what is ritual in that moment? But you have to find it. And I didn't like smoke weed regularly because I was just like trying to sleep as little as possible so I could just get here. But it's like the universe and your body and everything like that will offer you what you need, because that's how it goes. I don't know how else to say it. And so then there would be these sunrises that started to feel like a ritual. And sometimes I would capture it, and sometimes I would just be like out there peeing or trying to get on to the next thing and just be like completely stopped by it. I had to pull over a few times because the sunrise was just too amazing. Like, God forbid I find myself in a position of not being able to stop for the sunrise. Mm. That's not what I want. Mm-hmm. That's when I know I won't be on time, is what I like to think about, being on time, not being on time. Mm. I don't have anxiety about that, so it's easy to play with for me. Mm. But I'm just like, dang, right on time. Look at that sunrise, you know? Mm-hmm. So that became a ritual that I couldn't have prepared. You know, I'm not like, you know, what I really want to do is catch a sun. It's just like, if you're up and nobody's talking to you and you don't have anything else to do, and it's just there. Mm. So this morning I was showering and the sun was coming up through the window. And I like to open the window when I shower so the steam can go out. And so some of the cold air can come in, because I like that. It's always cold in the morning here. And I just watched the sun come up over the hills by our house. So I'm calling in ritual. Mm-hmm. What are you calling in, baby?
I love that. I love all that about the sunset, the sunrise and sunsets. It bears witness, like, or like it begs to be witnessed. It doesn't beg, it commands witness.
Totally.
It's really such a great example of how to be, but I mean, it's the sun. Anyway, what am I calling in? I'm calling in the change up. My numerology was saying that it's okay for me to like shift my rituals right now. And it was like, not because there's anything, not rituals. I'm saying that because you just said rituals. Totally.
I was like, harmony.
Total copycat brain. No, it said that, but it was talking about like routines. That's the word I mean. Totally. It was like, switch up, like, don't be afraid to change up your routines. And I'm like a very routine-based person. And I get very upset when my routines are bungled, or like when they don't go the way that I think they're gonna go. And it happens all the time, because it's also simultaneously really hard for me to keep a pattern. So like, I don't understand how these two things go together. It's the Cancer and the Virgo coming together. But like, I want for my routines to like be a certain way and be like working toward them. And every week there's some shit that happens where it's like, oh, that's not how I thought it was supposed to be. And the numerology this week is like, it's okay for it to not be, it's okay to do it different, not because there's anything wrong with the way that you're doing it, but just because it's good to do something new sometimes. And like that is definitely feels like a recurring theme for me right now, that like it's okay to do something new, or it's okay to just like, it's okay for it to feel different and just like try something new. So I'm inviting that in.
That's why I fuck with you, because I feel like you're willing to go there. You know what I mean? Like really take a question and expand it real big. And I love that. It makes my life more interesting.
Was that expanding the question?
Well, you could be like, sometimes we say patience.
Oh, well, joy. I was going to say patience before you said what you were saying. And then I thought of a new answer because I'm always fighting impatience.
Yeah.
And I definitely feel like I was fighting impatience this morning, but that's just even more than that is this, the change up, I think.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Isn't that a Kehlani album?
Album? Probably.
I don't know that I've ever had ice cream.
I feel like I've never gotten ice cream. Yeah, totally. I feel like the ice cream machine is just down at every McDonald's in Durham.
But you put it on the internet. You're like, what's good with that? And people were like, there's a whole movement of human beings who are like.
Yeah, there's a whole reason behind it too, because.
It's complicated to clean.
Yeah, it's complicated to clean. And there's only like one person on staff who can do it. And there's some kind of rule about it. I feel like they might be revamping that system though, because I feel like the last few times I've been to McDonald's to ask for ice cream, they've had ice cream. But this is also when we were traveling through New England, where there are
oh my god,
I was at a Wendy's
I wish I knew where I was, somewhere in the heartland, and there were everybody that was working at that Wendy's was a 21-year-old white man with a white ball cap on, and they in earnest use the word bruh to refer to one another. I didn't see a grown-up in the place. It's like they went to the frat house and said, this is what we're gonna do. Is it summer? Is it a summer job? Maybe it's summer now. Yeah. And they're just like, cool, we'll just all, We never have to be apart. We're all best friends. They looked like they could be like a set of quintuplets. Mm. They were just like very similar human beings. And I'd never seen anything like it. And I think it just really caught my eye. And I don't photograph people without their permission or any of that. So I didn't do any of that. But boy, I was taken by it.
Children of the corn.
So I don't know what was happening. Something for sure. But I was like, wow. Wow. And they could have been related very much. They were all the same though. I think that's the thing. I don't know that I've ever seen everybody looking the same at work like that. But I would say six to nine people. I'm looking around the kitchen, you know, how at a Wendy's or because I have the trailer, I can go through drive through. Anyway, that was something I noticed. Maybe this gets cut too. I'm not totally sure, but I did mean to tell you that story.
Wait, this happened recently?
Yo, it was on this trip that I was
I thought you were saying something that happened a long time ago.
Just now. And I was like, and I just feel like it was that day we weren't talking so much or something. But I was just like,
you're talking.
Wow. I completely forgot. What?
What? What?
What are you saying, my love?
Nothing.
Do you want to have something on your heart?
Nope.
Okay. My favorite thing happened every time I would stop, which was a lot on this trip last week. I would like TikTok real hard at the gas station, you know, or while Baby Shark was peeing or playing at Love's pet park. Yeah.
What other pets do you think somebody would bring to a
bunny?
Absolutely. Bunny, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get off. Please.
If you have a ferret, maybe you probably wouldn't let a ferret out in the pet park, but I don't know if you have a turtle. I don't know what your trip is like. I don't know who's in your family.
Chinchilla.
But Sonia, one of the things that I love about TikTok is when somebody does something real catchy and you simply can't get it out of your head. So it was like part of the drive that I was just like in the desert and it was just like looking the same for a long time. And I was just like, you know, kind of bored is not the right word. It's like understimulated maybe, you know, and like, I didn't want to listen to a book. I didn't want to, you know, I couldn't decide on music. But this freaking TikTok was just stuck in my head and I was just singing it over and over and over for the like 150 miles or something until I stopped again. And it was amazing. So it was a duet. Somebody was playing music and a real catchy riff, just good stuff. I mean, there's keyboards, there's a lot of bass line, electric bass. And then this other person duetted with that person and sang this, like the song on top of the music. Y'all know what this shit is. Anyway.
It's a song duet.
It's a song duet. And the person who did the words, their handle is, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Y-G-E-G-O-R-F, like Yegigorf. Anyway, I hope that's not wrong. It's probably is. And there's talk of a platypus controlling them. And it was just
You were so tickled by it.
Don't stop. I can't stop. I got a platypus controlling me. What? Got a platypus controlling me. Now let me sum it up. It was a strange set of circumstances. Strange set of circumstances. Strange set of circumstances. Fell down this hill. Now I got glue on my hands. And I got records on my fingers. And I just can't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Well, I would if I was able. There's a platypus controlling me. He's underneath the table. There's a platypus controlling him. What?
Oh my gosh. Well, it really kept me company for a while.
Yeah.
So I think I just formed an emotional bond. But anyway, it's so good. It's also very, very good. So there's that. Anyway, that was my favorite thing this week.
You want to give the answer to last week's trivia question?
Sure. I also love this segment. Okay. Last week's trivia question was, what organization did the activist, scholar, theologian Polly Murray help found? And part of this is that Polly Murray's from Durham and quite an inspo. Just life inspo. But part of it too is that my friend Barbara Lau started the Polly Murray Project, which is an organization founded in Polly Murray's honor. So I've interned there for almost a year. So I know a little bit, but I also just love that I got to look it back up so I could make sure I got it right. So the answer is, I said two or more answers include the Congress on Racial Equality this is what I wrote. The Congress on Racial Equality with fellow Black homo world leader and game changer Bayard Rustin, where she later explained to Martin Luther King and others how wrongheaded it was to continue to dwarf the leadership of she and other women, femmes, and AFABs fighting for racial equity. And the National Organization for Women with Betty Friedan, from which she dipped when the elite white feminism started choking her spirit out. Notably here, Polly Murray coined the term Jane Crow, referring to the specific conditions that Black women face under both a misogynistic white supremacy and an anti-Black patriarchy. So anyway, she's like Durham hometown native. She was born in Baltimore, but she was raised in Durham. And her childhood house is down the street from where both of us have lived. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's that trivia. Should we move on to the Dear Query?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to read it?
Yeah, I can read it.
All right.
My roommate and I have been living in Mexico, both from the States, since the fall. She recently entered a situationship and has been hooking up with this guy for a few months now. Their PDA is 24/7 and loud. I'm waking up and falling asleep to the sounds of cheeks being clapped. One time, a group of friends came over to watch a movie and we all sat on one couch. Her and her boyfriend are making out loudly on the same couch as all of us throughout the entire movie. Another time, they were having sex loudly, and the cleaning lady knocked on our front door. I told my roommate that the cleaning lady was here. She ignored me and kept loudly having sex. The cleaning lady and I had to awkwardly stand around. Several of our friends have stated that they don't want to come over anymore because of the constant, uncomfortable PDA. I've spoken to my roommate a couple times about it, and she apologizes and says that it is mostly her partner's fault. She will talk to him and she can tell I'm uncomfortable, yet no behavior changes. Is this grounds for ending a friendship with her? I feel like she is walking all over me as well as being disrespectful.
Whoa.
I feel you, fam. That's real.
Yeah. What an experience. Have you ever had something like this?
Had a roommate that,
loud sexing roommate.
I don't know about loud sex, but when I was in high school, my junior year roommate.
Boarding school.
Yes. My roommate at boarding school, my junior year. She had a girlfriend who was around 100% of the time.
Forever.
She never was not there. And I had such an issue with it. But if I recall, I'm sure I was being passive aggressive and not fully expressing how much I did not care for it. Which, I mean, is in response to this person. I feel like you've already said something to her. And I feel like it's definitely grounds for like changing the way that the friendship works for you. But I do feel like there's a need to have like a very direct conversation. Mm. What do you think?
I mean, I'm not there. I think this is a very important, like, I'm not there moment, because I don't know, like, if I would feel different. You know, I don't know how loud is. I don't know how many times you asked or how you asked.
Yeah.
I don't know what you and the cleaning lady talked about while you awkwardly stood around. I'm just like, I'm going to go in and be like, okay, guys, look, cleaning no, lady's here. You got to get the fuck out. We're not doing this. We're not playing this game. And if she wants to leave.
Yes.
Which she might. People have left me for things like this. But I'm just saying, you can't. No, yeah, it's disrespectful as fuck. Like, there's a point at which you need to just fucking chill.
You can just come in the room.
No, I would be up in there like, pots and pans, like, bang, 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 bro. You need to. If I'm getting fucked over here.
Does that sound loud to you?
That's right.
Because that's pretty loud to me.
And you know, there's a line that gets crossed before all of this, you know, reality TV show business starts. But yeah, I feel like I definitely have been in, you know, many co-housing or like communal housing situations. Definitely a lot of sex that you can perceive. But like, I don't think it's ever been a situation I'm uncomfortable with. So like, typically if I'm living with folks who are having sex with other folks, like, they're pleasant enough. Hey, see, on the way to the bedroom, like, you know, it's like I don't get involved. It's like, I know I have sex. Mm-hmm. If you can hear me, like, bully for you without your vibrator, you know, leave me be. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to be over here and then it's going to be over. And then it sounds like the 24/7 thing would get tricky, but I would just be like, we're on the couch. I'd be like, bruh, stop y'all. We're all here. What are you doing? And it sounds like a case of somebody's not trying to do that.
Well, it's because you're trying to be like polite, but they're not being polite. That's no, I'm polite. Saying this person is like, they're trying to be polite. And I'm like, this person is not being polite.
I don't.
So like, you don't need to be polite either. Like, they're letting you know how to communicate with them.
And so for me, it's like, and that could be low key. I mean, I'm hard headed. So like, if I'm having loud sex in a way that you don't like, you're going to need to have loud, you know, request. I'm having loud sex. You have loud request.
That's what I was saying. Like, I am usually this person who's having loud sex. And I'm like, part of the issue is that you're so deep in the lust that you don't know. You're like, I thought it was good. Like, oh, you have a problem with this? Like, a legitimate issue? That's why this bitch out here blaming the partner, talking about mostly him.
How you gonna say it's somebody else's fault that you're literally making out on the couch? Are you in a situation that you need help with?
No, as honestly, is this an unsafe situation? What the fuck? Because it seems like you're not giving consent?
Because you seem up in it. And that's not, that doesn't mean there is. Say something to me. I will say something if you can. You know what I mean? Like, reach out. I'm just saying,
thing.
That didn't feel cool. That was like a shirking response. So, okay, what I wrote down though was, there's this tricky thing about boundaries that I've learned recently and really, really vibe with. And if you don't, we think that's great. But it's the idea that like, my boundary can't be, hey, Jessamine, don't say that. Right? My boundary in that instance can really only be, hey, Jessamine, I don't want to hang out with you if you talk to me like that. Mm. And so if you need to keep talking about that or talking like that, I feel you, but I'm going to take some space because it's not working for me. That's a boundary. The other thing is control. And so I feel like if you want your roommate to not make you feel uncomfortable with her set, with their sex, I don't know if it's her, I think you did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, her and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Then you need to figure out a way to actually make a boundary and not try to control her. So if a boundary is like, y'all can be loud fucking between this hour and that hour, or like, I'm always at the grocery store on this, whatever the boundary is, you can say like where you're going to be and offer that spaciousness because you don't want to be around the fucking. But if they can't respect that, if there's like, y'all can't come to some agreement about that, then, you know, you got to figure out how to take your space.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if that means you move out, then you move out.
Yeah.
If that means you and everybody else moves out, y'all move out. But like, I don't think it's ethical to be like, I don't like the way you behave in your house. You have to move out. I don't know what the lease circumstances is, all that. You know what I'm saying? But it's not for me. If I don't like what you're doing, Jessamine, asleep, I'm going to find another bed.
I need to. Yeah, totally.
I'm not telling you to get out of your bed.
Yeah.
That's not a boundary. That's control.
Yeah.
So that bears out when you and I try to take space, for instance, in sleeping. Totally. Is I think you feel that way too. I mean, I see you also do that where you're not ever kicking me out, but if you need space, you gotta go. And I think this is a classic case of like feeling your agency fully mm-hmm. is not telling other people what to do.
Yeah.
Feeling your agency fully is knowing that you're empowered to make decisions for yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's, I mean, I don't really have much else to say about it, I think. Not that you shouldn't.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I do think that there's something to really telling your friend, like, you know, it upsets me when you do this, right. or like, because she really might not know. And like, the best thing, like, as a friend, like, that's the reason that we're all friends with each other, is to like give each other honest feedback. So I feel like that's really helpful. But I feel like if you've given feedback and this person is like not, they're still living their life the way they're living it, which yeah. is, I agree with you that it's like, that's how she and her boyfriend fuck. Like, that's how they fuck. And like, they don't need to change that for anybody else. But like, if it's not for you, please, my God, like, do something that is for you. Cause for sure. like, this life is too short to be out here like mad at your roommate, and it's like harvesting bad energy in your body. And then totally. You're like holding a grudge against her. Cause y'all could probably be friends and not be roommates. Roommates is different from friends. Like, maybe y'all just don't need to be roommates. Some people have loud sex. Some people don't like it. Sometimes you don't.
Totally. But I feel, I mean, this has to be, I guess the other one thing I want to say is, because mm-hmm. I said I didn't have anything else to say, is that this is such an opportunity to have this experience, to like figure out what you're comfortable with asking for in terms of your boundaries, in terms of like what you need, what part of you, because we all do this, what part of you is slut shaming? What part of you is like mad that you don't have a boyfriend who wants to fuck you in front of everybody?
Oh my God.
And not no shade. I'm so this sorry. Is shade. This is,
yeah, I just didn't. Yeah, totally.
Like, are there percentages of you? Are there parts of you who want to jump in? What part of you wants to make it a threesome? You know what I'm saying? Totally. And I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying if there are parts of you that aren't just like totally inconvenienced by this, that like feel other feelings, like you can acknowledge those too. You don't have to tell nobody, but you can sit with those and be like, oh, okay, cool. And just see if it feels different after that. Who knows? Maybe it doesn't, you know, but just being like, dang, maybe you need to get on Tinder or like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, but maybe that kind of reflection will help see the path forward or something a little bit. Is just like sit with what you got going on for you.
I also feel like sometimes you just don't want that vibe around. That's like, you just don't want somebody else's energy in your space for literally any reason, just because. Be like, I don't prefer that. Like, I don't like what you're doing. It does not work for me. And just expressing that fully, I think, is totally helpful. Did you want to talk about that question that we got? Sure. Or that, it wasn't a question. It was some feedback that we received.
So we got some feedback that I just, you know, I've had a couple different conversations with Jessamine about this email that we received from a listener that I feel first and foremost really grateful for. Anytime y'all engage, anytime the show makes you want to say anything to anybody, especially if I get the benefit of like it being me that you want to say stuff to. So we got this email about episode 312 that we did a few weeks ago. And the email is specifically talking about when Jessamine and I are discussing capitalism. And I remember when we were talking about it on the show, you know, you have a public life and a private life. And I feel like the expansiveness and the safety with which you and I, Jessamine, talk about, you know, all the different things we believe that may or may not be popular opinions, may or may not be the party line, that when we were talking about capitalism, I feel like we got up close to something that feels like protective, or like I feel protective of, which is the way that we are, you know, keep it real about economic systems. And I know that I was raised by and trained by politically people who are very anti-capitalist, and I identify as an anti-capitalist because of all the ways that capitalism is ravaging communities that I care about, including a bunch of communities that I intersect with. And I also believe so strongly in the freedom that all of us, I would love all of us to have the agency to live into, which is to have your own opinion, to believe your own thing, to take your lived experience and do your best every day. And I don't get to tell you what that is. And I don't get to tell you what it's called. And I don't get to tell you how to name it. And I don't get to tell you where it came from. And I'm trying to focus on me and worry about myself and read the books that help me make sense of things and see the forests that help me make sense of things and walk the walks that help me make sense of things and not tell other people how to make sense of things. And I know that I've lived almost all of my life in this body with a lot of passion and desire for what I believe to be good things for everybody. But I can't decide for other people what that is. And so when you and I talk about the ways we differ politically, it matters so much to me. It like is so important to me. And I never thought that before. When I was in my 20s, I was like, don't disagree with me ever or else we can't
literally
be close.
Absolutely.
And it's felt like such a shift for me in expansiveness and freedom in my spirit to be able to love so deeply somebody who disagrees on one of the most fundamental political beliefs I have. Honestly, it feels like I am capable of holding space that I couldn't hold. I could not hold it before. And that doesn't mean other people should feel that way about themselves. Talk about my journey and how alienating I have been and how many loves I have lost by deciding I was right and knowing better than them for their life. And not being shackled by that in this relationship feels really good to me. And if it means that like you and I differ on the way we call our political economic belief systems, I know you're a good person with a good heart. And that's who I want to be around. Not somebody who can say it the way I say it or feel like, you know, they want to tell me I'm right about everything. I want to be with somebody who makes my heart sing. And that's you. And it feels hard for political beliefs or any beliefs to be reduced to, I don't know.
I would say that is your feeling like, okay, just to give a little bit more backstory, we got an email from one of y'all that was expressing distaste for the way we were talking about, and maybe I will own the way that I was talking about capitalism. And they're feeling that capitalism is reprehensible in all cases and that it has done immeasurable damage to our society, particularly to Black communities and to Black people. And that that it's important for us to be mindful of that, and that you know, it's short-sighted to see capitalism as something that could be reformed or evolved. And that's something that I am just so glad that whoever you are that you wrote in and said this, because we say at the top of the show, we may say shit that you don't like, and we think, and you may disagree, and we think that's great. And I appreciate you like expressing this opinion that I think a lot of people have. And it seems like you have this opinion also, and you expressed that at the time. I don't really know how much more I have to say about it beyond that, because I think that we're all having different experiences. But what you were just saying felt like you were like embarrassed by this whole line of thought. And that,
I mean, embarrassed is an interesting way. Ashamed for sure that I didn't do a better job of like speaking to this at the time, because I remember finding myself in fear in that moment and being sort of shut down by it because I knew this was coming where like, I mean, thoughts and words are very powerful and being impeccable with my word is really important to me. And I don't like being misunderstood on some shit that I feel like I could have done much better. So embarrassed as in like, I don't like when I leave vague what my values are. Cause I'm very strong. It's not, I work hard to like, I do a lot of reflection. I'm like, you know, I do a lot of study and inquiry, and it's important to me to then just be like, but it wasn't important enough for me to say it correctly. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, that's a bummer. Why'd I pick that time to, you know, choose fear over like what I know to be true about myself. So yeah, I'm embarrassed.
Damn. That is, oh, that is so real. That is so real.
And that's why I don't believe in cancel culture.
Because
I'm just like, I wish that we could all just like come to the table as we are and be accepted. And if you, and if folks really don't, if folks are like, bro, I feel like you're shutting your freedom down by believing that. Let me tell you what what I mean. Cause we love each other already. I know that that's not possible. I know that I'm like overlooking like really intense shit that happens that I just don't think it's necessary. And I can stand in that. I don't think it's necessary to fight each other.
Yes.
Because we disagree.
Yeah.
And I don't want to fight anybody,
mm-hmm.
especially because we disagree, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I'll fight you if you take my food.
Yeah.
But not on some like shit we can't prove, not on some like everybody has different trauma that's coming into yeah. every decision they're making. And now yeah. I know better than you about how you should live your life. That's yeah. not for me.
Yeah.
I don't dig it.
Yeah. That's how I feel. And I also think that we all want the same thing. We're just going about it in different ways. And we all want to be well. We all want our communities to be well. We want the people that we love to have what they need. We want to have what we need individually. And I think that if we can come from a place of understanding that, then there's only respect for the way that each person is going about it. And maybe the need to look at each person's perspective a little bit more thoroughly. And I think that I always have room to do that. And yeah.
Yeah.
But thanks for saying something.
I always appreciate the opportunity to reflect. And you know, yeah, I live in gratitude.
I mean,
I am. I'm grateful. Yeah. I have nothing but gratitude for this.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with this person on any level.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm like, are you... Well, we don't need to talk about it.
Tell me.
No, I just feel like you... We've had some very interesting conversations with each other because mm-hmm. of this question. This... not a question. This...
Feedback.
And it's definitely made me see the ways that you're like... ashamed to be involved with a capitalist.
That's not true.
Well, that's what it feels like. Or at a minimum, it feels like, I mean, we've talked about how I can feel sometimes about like being with a white person.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like, it's a thing. So like, it feels like a piece of that. And
what I didn't say on that show more in depth is that like, I really want to just like add nuance to your capitalist identity, and maybe I shouldn't. It's not my business. You add your own nuance, but like, I just being in the relationship with you, and being an anti-capitalist, and really studying what capitalism is, and like having a good sense of what, like what I know it to be in my lived experience. You know, so much you can't really get away from it. Everybody really mm-hmm. knows it on some level, mm-hmm. and I've taken it a step further, trying to like really study what some folks are saying about it, and I just don't think that what you practice is what we got feedback about, in fact. And
no,
I just don't
absolutely.
Think, I think that word is triggering.
It is, absolutely.
It's a triggering word.
I so appreciated earlier today, you said something about I felt like you were calling me an anarchist,
yeah.
and I felt really seen in that, and yeah. I appreciate that, because that is more than any other thing, I definitely identify as an anarchist.
Yeah.
And I feel like, for me, that... it's a very big concept, and yeah. I'm like, there's a lot of different ways to make the changes, to bring about shift, to transform. And I think that the way that we as human beings work, we tend to center around either God or money,
mm-hmm.
aka money being treated as God.
That's right.
And God is such a vague and subjective concept, and it feels extremely unsafe to build government systems upon, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like the countries that have done it.
Because it's interpretive.
It's interpretive, and it's not fair to everybody. Look at any country that is run by religion. Like,
totally.
It's problematic, including this one. And so sure. I'm like, if we can all get on the same page about money, in a way where everyone has access to it.
So that would be the change. That would
yeah.
be the thing that I know you to be very different than like your Elon Musks and your,
yeah.
and your what's his name with the space?
Of course, Elon
Jeff,
and I have the same birthday. Though,
Jeff Bezos.
Like the day.
Well, it's like, birthday. I think it's like so shadows. Funny. I think it's like two sides of a coin maybe on that
I
birthday.
Don't even know if it's same, if it's a different coin. All I know is that
right,
I just,
right.
my thing is like,
I don't
even know that it can be reformed.
Mm.
Like, I don't know that I think it could actually be reformed, but I know that we're all working in this system, and that I think that there are ways that we can work together so that we all have access to the resources that we need.
Totally.
That's what I meant. And I don't know if that's still, this person is like, fuck you. You're not like, you are against us, not with us. Like,
I think there's an issue too of like language, and I really just can't get past it because I just feel like the way that you work, like I work with you, like I know how you work, I know how you treat employees, like having a non-hierarchical structure of work, I just don't think it's the same. I don't know. Other people don't need to agree, but they don't have. I think that your capitalism looks really different than what that word often elicits for folks.
I don't know about any of that. I don't know. I'm not working from anything but a white man's model, you know, and I'm trying to do something different, but I don't know if it's actually different. And like, it could all just be in going toward the same end. But
if it is, I guess I want folks to reflect on how they also participate in these systems that feel so important to tell other people they're doing a bad job of. You know, I think we're all in the midst of trying to figure out how to do this as ethically as we can learn about while living it, while living in it. You know, there's no scot-free from this, as far as I know.
I think critique is important.
Absolutely.
I feel like it's really important to be critical of capitalism. I think anti-capitalism is extremely important.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that was not my most succinct moment, but
I mean, sometimes life isn't succinct. Do you want to talk Astro Thought of the Week? Or I did want to say thank y'all so much for writing into the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. I don't want to speak for you, but it means a lot to me.
Oh my gosh, it means
the most to me. A lot to you.
What's that?
No, I was like, does it mean a lot to you?
It means everything to me. Yeah.
If you want to send in a Deary query, you can head to our website, dearjessamine.com. There is a email box on the website where you can send in your feedback.
Or queries.
Astro Thought of the Week?
I can't, you know, I didn't know. I don't have, you go. What do you think?
Astro Thought of the Week is that Mercury is retrograde. That's my Astro Thought of the Week. Yeah, but it's been in the pre-retrograde shadow for a couple weeks. And the retrograde is obvious, I think, even in this episode. So there's that. Mercury being the planet of communication and technology and language. It's also in Gemini, so it's all bubbly and shit. And I said, and thank God it's Jupiter and Aries. We're going into, or we just, as of yesterday, Jupiter went into Aries, which it will be for much of the next year. And
what is Jupiter control?
I cannot even remember. That's what's so annoying. I know it's one of the social planets, says CoStar.
I'm looking it up.
Jupiter and Saturn are the social planets. But I just...
Jupiter, one of the two social planets. Jupiter rules idealism, optimism, and expansion. In Aries, whoa!
Yeah. So
that's powerful sounding.
It's fast. It's courageous. It's
innovative, as Chani would say.
Is that what Chani says about
innovative?
Aries?
No, innovative? Just that's how she pronounces
that
word.
Is how she pronounces innovative. Yeah, I never heard it pronounced that way. And I like it. It is too. The Chani pronunciation.
Hey, mate.
Hey.
Do you want to read the trivia question?
Sure. The trivia question for this week is, what is the name of the HBO show about lesbian landowner and industrialist Ann Lister?
Mm-hmm. Well, I reckon that's Dear Jessamine. Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to get out of here?
Yes.
Rolling credits.
Dear Jessamine is produced by Tenderfire Media. For more on our show, follow us on Spotify and Instagram at Dear Jessamine, or head over to our website, dearjessamine.com. If you're an Apple Podcast person, you can subscribe to our show. And while you're there, write us a review. They really help us out a lot, and they give you a place to let folks know how you feel about our show. Here's our team. Kylie C. Roberts is our editor/producer. Angel Foster and Naya Williams do our social media. Jamie Lepper draws our art, and Fruit Snack plays our theme song. Montez Mickles is our director of production. Anna Rooney is my chief of staff. Amber Richardson is Ash's chief of staff. Ash Danger Phoenix is my co-host and co-producer. And I am Jessamine Stanley. and we believe that no one should be in jail for weed.
Tender Fire.
Drop Page.